In general oncology practice, EGFR, we look at the numbers. By far, that's the most common issue, but they need to know about everything else. Jeff, let's just start out with exon 20 insertions. Can you explain what it is and where we are in terms of targeted therapy?
Exon 20 insertions have been around for a long time. We've always been finding them in our EGFR mutations, but they do not respond reliably to erlotinib, gefitinib, afatinib, or even really osimertinib based on clinical data. There are rare ones, FQEA, that might have some sensitivity to those available drugs. You're never going to see one, okay? Most of these don't give them standard TKIs just because they chemically don't interact the same way. You need actually more toxic drugs. You need drugs that hit wild-type EGFR in addition to hitting mutant EGFR. And so that's these class of drugs like poziotinib, like TAK-788, and there's this new drug, an antibody, that seems to have some activity. And so I think they're rare, but when you see them, there are drugs coming. Please send them to trials. There's actually a first-line randomized trial in exon 20 insertions of TAK-788 versus chemotherapy, a registrational trial, and we could have an on-label drug for these rare mutations down the line. They're not a slam dunk. They're harder to treat, but they can really work.
And I kind of have been hearing that some of these new drugs for exon 20, Jeff, are kind of more toxic. Is that what you're seeing?
Chemically, in order to hit the mutation, you have to hit wild-type EGFR, okay? So it's actually a really selective drug like osimertinib probably isn't going to work for this situation. You need a dirtier drug, and so you need to be willing to tolerate those toxicities. We can manage these toxicities, right? We've had more toxic drugs. We can do this, but you need to be prepared that the drugs, when they work, will be a little more toxic and probably will be less active in the brain, and that's probably going to need to be good enough for right now.
Matt, you had a comment?
I was just going to throw out there, and kind of it's analogous to Jeff's story. If obviously a trial should always take precedence, I'm always going to choose off-trial a chemo-based regimen first. I will say I've had a series of patients who have had reasonably good responses and duration of responses to cetuximab, afatinib. So going back to very old school, and again, with the same kind of toxicity we see with poziotinib and some of the newer novel drugs. But throwing it out there, if you're kind of up against the wall, that's actually a reasonable thing to pull off the shelf. Well, Heather can speak. There's a cooperative group trial now testing EGFR antibody plus TKI.
So, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All things old or new again.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, so the osimertinib necitumumab study, and Jonathan Rees is the PI through the California Cancer Consortium and bigger group. And so that's enrolling now with the exon 20s. ECOG Akron with Zosia Piotruska and Lisa Sequist also did an osimertinib alone in the exon 20. And that study's completed its first phase of accrual. I think that the osimertinib question is still there with the EGFR exon 20s, but certainly other drugs, better drugs in development as well. But these combinations might salvage that. So I think there's more to learn on EGFR exon 20, but I think Jeff's point that don't treat them like the other EGFR mutations is really important. This is a different group, and you need to be thought of differently.